Welcome back to Comfort Talks Tuesdays. I'm so excited to be here on this fine Tuesday morning. Today we are getting into the Word of God. We are starting a conversation. I hope y'all are ready. I want you to grab your coffee, grab your tea. If you're driving, please be safe, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Comfort Talks Tuesdays. I'm so excited to be here with you on this fine Tuesday morning. Welcome back, everyone. We are in 2023 officially. We made it. The crossover. We made it through the crossover into 2023. I hope y'all are excited. You know, this year feels a little different because last year, 2022 was tough. I thought 2022 was great. Till I actually sat down and was like, nah, 2022 was so hard that I forgot that it was hard. I had to like reprogram my mind. Like, 2022 was not all that, but it was all that. I think we're tired. So 2023, Lord, I'm praying today that our 2023 is full of blessings. You know, let me give you a quick prayer. Lord, today we come to you. We come with our 2023. We're praying that, Lord, this year is filled with blessings and filled with all the things that you have for us. Lord, we're asking for guidance. Let the Holy Spirit lead us into the places that we need to be. Lord, let us be there. Let us be in places at the right time. Let us see the works of your hand within our life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Y'all, we all need a prayer. We all need a prayer. This year, you know, it feels different. I've been saying that this year is a different type of year, and in our church we've been praying. We're fasting 21 days, and a lot of churches do that beginning 21 day fast. There's a Daniel fast that a lot of churches also do. And with our fasting, we're going to church every single day. Yes, you heard me, every single day. But it's only an hour, so it's not anything crazy. But we're going to pray. We go and worship with the Lord. It's just been amazing. So this year, our theme for our church is "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." And I will get into this a little bit, but before we do, I want to talk a little bit about our resolutions this year. So I know new year, new me, a lot of people are saying that, and I want to give a lot of people grace for this. I used to hate that saying, new year, new me, because I didn't think, you know, that someone could automatically change themselves and turn into this new person. I still don't think that. I think there are ways to improve ourselves, you know, to do a complete change. I don't think that's not even being authentic enough, because a lot of us are changing into what society wants, are changing into what we see on social media. But I think whatever you have now, take it, take what you have, take your vessel, take what God has placed inside of you now. You as me, as Comfort, I'm taking Comfort and I'm just improving Comfort, getting into more books, getting into working out, getting into, you know, improving myself day by day. And don't be so hard on yourself. We can't do this in just a few months. It takes a whole year to, you know, gradually get into the place of health that you want, or get into the education place, you know, that you need. So take your time, give yourself grace, and just try to improve little by little. Don't try to do this drastic change, because that's a lot. That's a lot of pressure on you. And if it doesn't work out that way, then you will get sad. So take it day by day. We have 365 days. Don't waste it, but don't try to put so much pressure on yourself. You know what I mean? So this year, everyone's doing their resolutions. I used to not believe in resolutions. I believe more in goals and systems. Set a goal, maybe half the year. Tell yourself that you're going to do this for that first half of the year, or every 3 months, or every month, set a goal. Resolutions, sometimes we make one big resolution, or two or three big resolutions in the beginning of the year for the whole year, and then we're just like, we couldn't do it. So if you need to break it up into months, into weeks, whatever you have to do, do it. My brother Isaac, he taught me something prior to the 2023 new year. he started his resolutions early on, a few weeks before. And that's what I actually decided to do as well. So we were able to start our resolutions and our goals a little earlier so that when it came into 2023, we weren't just speeding up or starting something new. It was already, you know, an ongoing process. So yeah, resolutions. I think I told our Sunday school, we were sharing our resolutions and everything, and I wrote that I want to be more patient in things. I'm a pretty patient person, but when it comes to, like, let me see, when you're driving and you have Waze, those that have iPhones, I can get a little impatient with that because I'm just like, why are you giving me the wrong road when you know where I want to go? So I just want to be a little bit more patient. I was like brutally sick for the first week of January and I was like, wow, this is 2022 all over again. But, you know, God healed me and I took some, you know, did some natural like healing with the with just the hot water, lemon, and just stuff like that, and fluids and stuff. So it's all good over here. So today, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. What does that mean to you? The Lord is my guide. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is where I run to. God, it's all you this year. That no matter what happens this year, we have a good shepherd. What do shepherds do? In my mind, a shepherd, and if you read about shepherds, they make sure their flock is fine. They make sure their sheep is going the right way. They make sure that the sheep is not trying to run away. They make sure that if a sheep does run away, they go grab them and come back. And the shepherd usually leads in the front because he wants to show them where to go, because the shepherd knows where to go. This year is the year of the good shepherd, meaning that our God, our Savior, knows where we need to be. He knows how our life is going to go and what needs to happen. So this year is a year of us following the Good Shepherd and just going and running back to him in times of trouble, in times of happiness, in times of confusion, whatever the case may be, whatever season you're in, it's running back to the Good Shepherd because he is there with you no matter what goes on this year. This year, we have yet to see anything, so we don't know what's going to be thrown at us this year. But I know that this year is a year of abundance and blessings, and I know blessings come with responsibility, but I know this is the year that God is literally pushing us into a new realm, and we just got to follow along, and we got to be a follower to his words and what he has for us, his provision. And it says in the Bible that his sheep hear his voice. If you are not a part of the family of shepherds, and if you are not a part of the family of sheep, and if you're not a part of the shepherd's family, you will not hear him. So today in 2022, if you did not stay consistent in your worship and your praying and you being in that relationship with God, I want you to renew that today. Renew that relationship today. Say, God, I am sorry that I was not as attentive to you and what you wanted me to do in 2022. And today I am making a decision to take Christ as my personal Savior, and I am going to renew this relationship and move on with it, you know, and move my life with it. And I want to give you a couple things that you can do this year to renew that relationship and to continually, you know, try to seek God within your day. One is prayer, praying constantly, praying every single place that you can. You know, I know different seasons calls for different things. So if you don't have a lot of time, praying day by day, just little, like when you get in your car, praying like your car ride to work, praying there. If you're sweeping, praying there. Just try to incorporate prayer into your daily routine. And another thing is reading the word. Read the Bible. How do you hear God's word if you don't want to read his word? You gotta read the Bible and get into the word. And also getting into worship music, turning on the right kind of worship music. My favorite worship song of 2022 was Dependable God, and it's by Victor. I think I'm saying his name correct, Victor Thompson, Dependable God, beautiful, 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 beautiful worship song. Just getting into end, I also like Theophilus Sunday. Whoa. Love him. So I'm giving you a couple people, Victoria Orieze, if I'm saying it right. These are a couple worship, you know, artists you can get into. Just listening to worship, putting it in there. Joe Meadow, love him. Love him. His worship music are awesome as well. Maverick City Music, some of their songs I like. You know, I haven't listened to everything that they put out, but some of their songs I do like Promises. That was like a favorite of mine at some point. And Most Beautiful, they did that. It was amazing. So get into the worship. And then serving in a church, serving in a community of believers, you got to get involved. So joining a church, joining a youth group, joining a Bible study group, join a church and, you know, serve in the church, you know, join the cleanup team, the worship team, whatever teams they have, get involved and ask around. A lot of churches have a lot of things going on, but if you don't ask, sometimes you may not know because the church is busy. So just, you know, try to ask around and serve and go to their Bible studies and go to their prayer services. Just get involved. If you need a church, hey, my church is there. But if you have another church you want to go to, that's totally fine. We're all seeking God here. So get involved in the church. And just reflections, just getting a notebook and writing down how your relationship with God is going. What are some hindrances that are stopping you from going into the throne room of God? What is stopping you from getting that time to spend in His presence? What is stopping you? So start writing things down, journaling. These are all types of reflections, just asking yourself questions and trying and sitting there after prayer and just having God speak to you, like, hey God, I need some answers and direction. So just incorporate these things into your daily life this year. This year is the year of the Good Shepherd. Whatever this world may throw at us this year, God is the Good Shepherd. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. They are all there for us. And take Jesus as your personal Savior and run back to God, because we need Him, especially this year. All the blessings that we're gonna get, we need grace to carry all those blessings and all those and the favor and the grace. So I thank all of you for all the constant support. We were on the roll in 2022. I was actually thinking of taking a break from the podcast just because I've put out a full, I think, a year and a half of just content. So I was taking a step back and just letting people just, you know, renew and just, you know, listen to all the past episodes. But right when I was about to do that, or thinking of doing that, someone wrote me a nice message saying, hey, this year I want to renew my relationship with God in 2023, and I wanted to start listening to your podcast like a lot more, and I want to start, you know, doing more of the podcast and listening to it. So I was like, oh, that is so amazing. And in my head, I was just like, oh gosh, did God see or hear me, you know, chat or not? And I know He heard me, but did He know that I was trying to like take a step back? But we're back, we're better. And this year, it's going to be great. More people will be on the podcast, God willing. Thank you and have a good day. Stay safe, everyone.